This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
It really is crucial that you recognize every institution has been turned against humanity. There is a concerted effort underway now to quite literally exterminate the human race. And I know that sounds incredible at first. You have to get informed about what's really going on. There's so many vectors of extermination now being deployed. I've covered them in other podcasts and in other articles at naturalnews.com. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or watch videos at brighteon.com. That's brighteon, E-O-N.com. But, you know, to summarize it, look, they're terraforming the atmosphere. This is mainstream science. This is all being done to halt climate change, so to speak. And they're releasing massive pollution to achieve what they call global dimming, which shuts down photosynthesis in all plant-based life forms on the surface of the earth. And that shuts down the food supply, causes a massive food collapse. It also depletes oxygen because plants are producing less oxygen, because that's a byproduct of photosynthesis. So this global dimming, this mass experiment is being, it's terraforming, essentially. It's being done to reduce the oxygen level in the atmosphere. And that's the air that you breathe. You breathe on oxygen. Without oxygen, you're dead in like 2 minutes or 3 minutes, however long you think you can hold your breath before passing out. And that's just the beginning. They're also, of course, contaminating the food supply. The pharmaceuticals, the vaccines are deliberately contaminated with toxic lobotomy chemicals to cause brain damage, to deliberately harm children. And then the institutions of technology, the tech giants and others, are banning anyone who is pro-human. So if you defend humanity against this onslaught, you are banned. You are censored. Pinterest is now banning all natural medicine information that tries to inform people about the truth about toxic vaccine ingredients. Pinterest wants to maim children. Pinterest is evil, just like Google is evil, just like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. They're all, it's evil doesn't even begin to describe it. They're evil, yes, but they're anti-human. They're working for an agenda to exterminate humankind. This is why the food supply is heavily saturated with toxic cancer-causing chemicals, okay? This is why the medicines cause the very diseases they claim to treat. This is why chemotherapy causes cancer. This is why osteoporosis drugs cause osteoporosis. This is why statin drugs cause cardiovascular disease over the long term. They may mask symptoms in the short term, but they actually increase the rate of death in the long term. This explains everything. There is a concerted effort to destroy humanity. Why else would you drip a neurotoxic chemical known as fluoride into the public water supply? It's the kind of thing that terrorists would do if they're trying to destroy society. Or it's the kind of thing that, if you want to go sci-fi, that an alien civilization would do to try to depopulate the planet, remove all humans, and then colonize the planet. I'm not saying that that's what's happening. It's just like a science fiction example. It's like that. Or maybe that is happening. Who knows? Maybe we'll get into that one day here. But there are things that are underway now to terminate humanity, and every institution, media, news, medicine, science, academia, every institution that has power in society, the tech giants, the search engines, Wikipedia, on and on, every institution is trying to exterminate humanity. Every institution. I can't think of one that isn't. I mean, the CDC is trying to exterminate human beings. The FDA, all the government agencies, all the globalists, the banks, they're trying to collapse the financial sustainability of human civilization and lead us into financial destitution, starvation, and disease infestation that always follows mass poverty. What they have done to Venezuela, they're going to do to the entire planet. This is the model. Venezuela was a test case to see if globalists could destroy society and collapse it while disarming the people. And they did. People gave up their guns under, who was it? Chavez. before Maduro. They gave up their guns under Chavez. Chavez said, we need to stop crime, and guns cause crime, he said, so give up your guns and we'll have peace, and the government will take care of you, and everything will be fine. And the people said, okay. So they gave up their guns, and then the government became an authoritarian tyranny, a dictatorial evil. And now the people have no guns to defend themselves. They are helpless. They are victims because they gave up their guns. So number one, before I even go any further here, let this be a lesson. Never, ever, under any circumstances, give up your guns to a government or to a corporation for that matter. Just don't give them up. If they come for your guns, invoke your Second Amendment right to defend yourself. Simple as that. If you give up your guns, they will enslave you. If you give up your guns, you might as well shoot yourself first, because that's what the government's going to do to you. That's what they're doing in Venezuela to anybody who speaks out against the regime. They are shot, they're executed, or they're thrown in prison, which is worse in Venezuela, because you'll starve in the prison. They'll use you as a sex, I don't even know what you call it, a sex mannequin, and then they'll kill you. I mean, the abuse of humans that's taking place, the human rights violations in Venezuela right now are mind-boggling. You have no idea. Normal, everyday people who used to have jobs there, like secretaries, are now selling sex for a can of beans. Just so you know the reality. Or selling sex for a stick of butter. They are starving. They're selling their bodies, if there are any willing buyers anywhere. They're fleeing the country in huge numbers. And this is what is planned for America. This is what is planned for the entire first world. Why do you think they're trying to overrun America with illegal aliens and migrants and have open borders and get rid of ICE and abolish the prisons to release violent prisoners all over the streets? This is the planned collapse of modern society. Do you understand? This is not entertainment. I'm not here to entertain you. In fact, I continue to offer this information at great personal risk. And yet, I feel compelled to do so. But this is not entertainment. This is not to get clicks or views or anything. I'm so far beyond that. It doesn't even enter into my mind. I am simply trying to fight for humanity. I am simply hoping that we can survive as a species. That's it. That is the primary motivation right now. And even that seems to be enough to get you banned by every platform and every institution. It is incredible. You know, if you think about it, those of us in the independent media, we have, and also in independent science, we have tremendous gifts for humanity. You know, just in my own lab, I've done all this research on glyphosate and a lot more coming, by the way, and research on clean water, and I've published a nationwide database of water quality for heavy metals all across America, broken down by zip code. I've done that for free, you know, with your help. Thanks for sending in the samples, by the way. That's just the beginning. I've got so much to offer humanity, and yet humanity has become, well, I should say the institutions have become so corrupt that humanity in their minds is the enemy of their agenda. They don't want humanity to make it, and they will attack and smear anyone who fights for humanity. Think about the media. It's all anti-human now. Everything in the news is all about destroying humanity. How they're celebrating these little 11-year-old transgender boys that are dressed up like whores, and they're dancing for gay men in gay bars who are throwing money at them. This is insane, and the media celebrates it. Good Morning America celebrates it. The Today Show, I think, had that kid on, and what else? CNN and others. I mean, they celebrate this stuff. Why? Why is that happening? Because they're trying to say that transgenderism and pedophilia is normal, but that a binary gender child is abnormal. So if you think your child is a boy because he was born as a boy, you're weird now. If you think your child's a girl, you're weird now. The assault is on to say that sexual reproduction is bad and that only gay people and transgender people especially are the only good people in society now. Everybody has to be gay or transgender or a pedophile to be accepted now, to be celebrated in the media. This is a war on the sustainability of the human race. Please understand what I'm telling you. You do not, I mean, the human race is gone in one generation if you don't have babies. Do you understand? I know I keep repeating that, but for God's sake, this is what's being attacked. The very sustainability and survivability of the human race, for God's sake, people. Why isn't every institution defending humanity? Why isn't the media defending human health? Why isn't Pinterest accepting information that would help keep people safe from the toxic ingredients in vaccines? Why aren't those who promote healing celebrated in the media instead of being attacked and smeared and censored? See, that's your answer right there. You know what's happening because you see that those who love humanity and those who want to raise healthy children and have healthy families and have a healthy future are all being attacked and smeared and slandered and censored. But those who are the most twisted, perverted, satanic, transgender child indoctrination brainwashers, they're all held up as the new heroes of a sick, sick, twisted society. It is so sick. It is demonic. It is grotesque. It is nauseating. Makes me want to vomit what these people are doing to children. These child molesters, child abusers, and pedophiles, they're running the government. Do you understand? They are the deep state. They are running the media. Bill Clinton took many trips on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, the Lolita Express, where they rape little girls on the plane. And they invite other politicians to join them on the plane to be filmed raping little boys and girls so that the globalists know you can be trusted because they'll have that video of you having sex with an 11-year-old boy on that plane. This is how it works, folks. And people sign up for it. Globalists sign up for it. And then they become senators and they become presidents in the past. And they become the, quote, leaders of our society. It's so sick. It's so twisted. But it's happening. That's all the time I have for now. Keep reading naturalnews.com if you dare. And I've got a website about the extinction of humanity. I think it's just called extinction.news. Check it out. This is happening. Get informed. And try to resist this crap. Be safe, everybody. They're coming for us all.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.